Shir number 18, the Chayves Halavavus continues, V'achas atayalis hi, she'en labayteach v'ashem agmas nefesh minyonim ischari. The Baal HaBitochen doesn't have any stress, any agmas nefesh, any worries from his business. K'goyinim hu lo yochel limker eschei rasei, for example, if he's not able to sell his merchandise, ayim hu lo yochel ligbo eschei v'amagi aloi, or for whatever reason he's not able to collect a debt that is owed to him, Veinu mitstarim ba gufay machala. In Chas v'Shalom, if he's afflicted with a sickness, he's not mitstar over that. He's not upset over that. Mipnei shu yodea shabori yisparach doyeg litzrochav yoyser mimashu atzma yoyser zois. Because the Baal HaBitochen knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu worries about his needs and what's best for him more than the person himself is able to worry. Uvoicher loyes hatayiv, and Hashem chooses what's best. Yoyser mimashu boicher aysel atzmai, more than a person chooses for himself. K'moy shenemar, like the pasuk says, achlali kim doimi nafshi, kimimenu tikvasi. My needs come from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, I have total reliance on Hashem, because He is my only hope. That's the Baal HaBitochen knows, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for him. Just like a mother, and we'll talk about this a little bit more in the next paragraph, in the next shiur, but just like a mother knows what's best for a child, we who have children, Baruch Hashem, know what it's like when a child is in pain, and sometimes a child's sick and you have to give them bitter medicine, whether it's to heal them, to keep them healthy. And the child doesn't understand that, and you have to hold them down and pour the medicine down their throat. And the child's kicking and screaming, "Don't you love me?" And we all know the answer to that question is, "I love you more than you know. And I take care of your needs more than you know what you need." The child doesn't know what he or she needs. To them, the medicine is something that they think is not necessary. But the parents know that they need this. And they love their child, and therefore they force the child or they give it to the child, even though it's uncomfortable. The exact opposite is true. If they would listen to the child, that would be neglect if you don't take care of your children and take care of their needs. And we are like that child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't understand it. We kick and scream. And we think to ourselves, what do we need this for? But if we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the parent, and He's only doing what's good for us, and He knows what's best for us better than we think we know for ourselves. That's what the Baal HaBitochen understands, and that is why he is able to be stress-free. Doesn't mean he's not pain-free. These things are painful, and we'll talk about this as we go through Chayves HaLevavos, Chas V'Shalom. No one's ever taking away that these things are painful. But the stress of being mitzta'er, upset about it, that's something that the Baal HaBitochen has. My Rebbe Zecheinu Livracha, Reb Shlomo Brevda, was a Baal Yisurim. Most of his life he was sick. And the children said that a doctor told them, "I never saw someone so sick in so many parts of his body and yet have no complaints." He was a person who was full of Yisurim. And if you read in the Sefer of his letters, the Igra Shlomo, so many times he writes, "I'm sorry, I couldn't write to you. I'm in such pain, I didn't have strength, I couldn't even lift the pen." Unbelievable. And yet he became a Gadol B'Yisrael. And he was a person who served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with full strength, even though he was in pain. And that is something that a Baal HaBitochen, understands. We understand that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is giving us this medicine. And we don't understand, perhaps, why, what, and where. But if we are a Baal HaBitochen, kimimenu sikvasi, so then we understand or we don't understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has what's best for us in mind. And that's all of the stories that we read about of Hashgach HaPratis, of how things work out at the last minute. These are the way of the understanding we couldn't figure out, or someone couldn't figure out why this is happening, why it had to happen. And at the end of the story, all of a sudden, all the pieces fall into place. Sometimes you get to see those, sometimes you don't get to see the end of the story. But when you read about these stories and understand these stories, you have to apply them to your own life, to your own situations when you don't understand things, when things don't seem to be going your way. Sometimes you'll see the end of the story and sometimes you won't. The pasuk says, "V'yosef yoshes yodei aleinecha." Beautiful meshech chachma. And that pasuk, Yaakov Avinu is going down to Mitzrayim, and he's worried what's going to be. Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and says, "Don't worry, V'yosef yoshes yodei aleinecha." Yosef will take care of you. Rashi says he'll be mefarnes you. He'll give you your parnasa. He'll give you food to eat. He'll take care of you. But the meshech chachma says, not al derech pshat, but he says that Yaakov Avinu's wondering why he has to go down to Mitzrayim. And the Rabbeinu Shalom says to him and says, "I don't understand you. You just finished an episode of Yosef HaTzadik, 22 years. You couldn't figure out why, what, where he is. He died, he was captured, he was killed. Why'd this have to happen to you?" And what happened at the end of the story? You saw how it was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu setting the stage for to save Klal Yisrael, to protect Klal Yisrael, to feed you during the famine. You were able to see the Ashkocha Pratis. For 22 years, you couldn't understand it, but you saw the end of the story. Now a new story is beginning. You're going down to Mitzrayim. And you don't understand it, and already you have tainas why you have to go down. V'yosef, take that story of Yosef, Yoshis Yadei Alinecha, put it in front of your eyes, so you'll always be able to remind yourself, you know, I had a story I didn't understand, but then the end I saw was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and apply that to the next situation in your life. Whether you'll see the end of the next situation or not, but you'll have put it into perspective. And the aside of all stories of Ashkocha Pratis and seeing the ends and the reason why we highlight them is not just to celebrate the story unto itself. Yoshis Yadei Aleinecha. Take it into your life. So the next time you have a challenge, you say to yourself, you know what? I have bitachon that this is going to work out the way Hashem wants it to work out. Maybe not the way I want it to work out, or I don't understand why it has to be this way, but I've had so many situations in my life, or I've read so many stories, or I've seen with my own eyes how things which make no sense and are not understandable and might be hard, but there is Ashkocha Pratis that I understand. Yoshis Yodei Aleinecha. Take the story. Person has a story with business and he doesn't understand at the end, it's basheret, it works out. And a week later, a new episode begins because that's what life is all about. Episodes and episodes and episodes of challenges in life. Some that we see the Ashkocha Pratis, some that we're not zoicha to see it. But last week you made a whole kiddush, how basheret it was. You told everyone all the story. And now all of a sudden, the next week, you're wondering again what's going on. Yes, it's natural, but take all those stories, the personal ones, and the ones we read about and hear about and celebrate about, and the ones we say wow about, all those unbelievable Ashkocha Pratis stories, Yoshis Yadei Aleinecha, bring them back home for the next challenge that you have, and realize that bottom line, there's a Rabbeinu Shalom who runs this world, who takes care of us, who loves us, and even when we don't understand it, or even when sometimes it's painful, but yes, we have the pain. We don't understand. It's a challenge. But the Baal HaBitachon realizes that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.